The American Republican Party is descending into turmoil tonight, hours after 10 of their number joined Democrats in the House of Representatives, voting to impeach Donald Trump again, the only US president ever to be impeached twice. 197 Republicans stuck by the outgoing president in the vote, and some in conservative media in the US are now rallying support to Mr. Trump's cause. Hours after he was impeached, the White House released a video of the president saying, "I want to be very clear, I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week." But there was no reference to the role he played in urging his supporters to fight the US election result. The Senate is expected to conduct a trial in coming weeks, but more immediately, a fight over metal detectors and conspiracies is consuming members of Congress. To Washington, D.C. in a moment, but first, Stephen Smiley reports on today's extraordinary events.
My fellow Americans, I want to speak to you...
Permanently blocked from his private Twitter account, Donald Trump now speaks to the American people via official White House channels. After weeks of false claims about widespread fraud since his defeat by Joe Biden, the outgoing president still won't concede he's lost the election. But in a video recorded in the Oval Office today, Mr. Trump did condemn the rioters whose assault on the Capitol building claimed five lives.
Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America great again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values.
Donald Trump's intended audience wasn't the 222 House Democrats and 10 Republicans who just voted to impeach him.
The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Nor did the president direct his message to the Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who shortly after the vote signed the impeachment article.
Today, in a bipartisan way, the House demonstrated that no one is above the law.
Rather, if he's to avoid conviction for inciting an insurrection against the US government, it's the support of most Republican senators that Donald Trump will need. And the outgoing president is still smarting about his bans from a long list of social media platforms from Twitter to Facebook and YouTube.
I also want to say a few words about the unprecedented assault on free speech we have seen in recent days. These are tense and difficult times. The efforts to censor, cancel, and blacklist our fellow citizens are wrong and they are dangerous.
Welcome to Statuary Hall.
In Statuary Hall, inside the US Capitol building, it's not the usual visitors receiving a tour. 20,000 National Guard members have been deployed to Washington ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration next week. At the Capitol, House Democrats are also compelling all members of Congress to pass through metal detectors, to the disgust of Republicans like Florida Representative Greg Stubbe.
I would be remiss if I didn't address the atrocities occurring right here on the House floor today. A week ago, this building was attacked, and instead of working with Republicans to attempt to prevent that from ever happening again, the Speaker and her Democratic colleagues think an appropriate response is to prevent members from exercising their Second Amendment constitutional rights in the very place that wasn't secure a week ago.
Donald Trump was already the third U.S. president to be impeached by the House of Representatives, and now he's the first to undergo the process a second time. Having 10 members of the president's own party line up to impeach him is a record. Conservative figures like Sean Hannity on Fox News say there will be repercussions.
You voted to impeach. You're clearly out of step with the majority of Republicans and conservatives in this country.
At last November's election, House Republicans fared better than many polls suggested, and new members like Marjorie Taylor Greene remain fiercely loyal.
We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese or Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Republicans in the Senate may yet turn on Donald Trump when the impeachment trial begins there sometime next week. A key consideration, says the Australian National University's Dr. Jennifer Hunt, is political donations, with major companies including American Express, Coca-Cola, Verizon and Microsoft withholding some or all support for the party as false claims about the election continue to be made.
So right now you have very big corporate sponsors saying they will not support members of Congress who voted not to certify the Electoral College, and I imagine they will have similar restrictions on impeachments or conviction votes. They'll be watching those very carefully. They've said that they will consider permanent bans on donating, not just to these individuals, but to the party as a whole. So by the Republican Party helping to convict Donald Trump in a Senate trial and then following that on with a vote to bar him from running for office again, they could possibly renew their reputation with corporate America and reestablish those campaign funds that keep them in office.
Dr. Jennifer Hunt from the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University. Stephen Smiley with that report.